What's that?
Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Mayor.
How's it going?
Perfect.
How
are you?
Good. How are you doing? Call the meeting to order. Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge? Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Carroll? Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Trustee Dodge is now here.
Approval of February 18, 2019 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustee meeting of February 18, 2019.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda. Item A, payroll for February 22nd, 2019 approval. Item B, accounts payable from February 19th, 2019 through March 4th, 2019 approval. Item C, Crystal Tree Subdivision Water Main Lining Proposal Award. Item D, 2019 Fernway Subdivision Roadway and Drainage Improvements Watershed Number 4, Design Engineering Services. Item E, LED Street Lighting Upgrade, IDOT and Cook County Jurisdiction Roads Proposal Award. Item F, 2020 International Tandem Axle Dump Truck Chassis Model HV607 SBA and Aftermarket Dump and Snow Equipment Package Purchasing Cooperative Proposal. Item G, 2019 Kubota Model RTV X1100 Utility Vehicle with Rotary Broom Attachment Purchasing Cooperative Proposal. Item H, Village Code Amendment Title 5, Chapter 1, Section 13, Construction Type 3B for R2 Multifamily Buildings. Item I, Lot 56 and Old Mill Plat of Abrogation. Item J, 10-4-10409 Emerald Avenue Plat of Abrogation. Item K, Engineering and Permitting of Municipal Basin Hydraulic Analysis. Item L, 2018-19 Zoning Map Update Ordinance. Item M, Palos Hospital Land Exchange Agreement Amendment related to the Fitness Center full and complete release of wetland mitigation obligations. Item N, Eagle Ridge Green Infrastructure Project Tree Preservation and Green Infrastructure Count. Item O, Stellwagen Farm Lease. Item P, 2019 Land Development Code Amendments 1 Ordinance. Item Q, 16255 LaGrange Road Class 7C Resolution. Are there any changes to the consent agenda?
Mr. President?
Trustee Ruzick?
I'd like to remove item J from the consent agenda.
Any others? I'll entertain a motion to approve items A through I and K through Q of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
10409 Emerald Avenue Plat of Abrogation.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the plat of abrogation for 10409 Emerald Avenue and allow the village staff to execute the plat.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Abstain. This plat of abrogation affects a property that's owned by a client of mine.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Motion carries.
Position of Village President.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Gere.
Ordinance number
5390.
I move to pass ordinance number 5390, entitled an ordinance providing for the compensation and reimbursement of the village president of the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it so we can talk about it.
Second. Okay. The motion has been moved and seconded. Any comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Brusick?
So my comments on this are, it obviously, the first time you and I spoke about this, shortly after your election, we discussed when would be the appropriate time to consider rolling this back. And at that time, I think it was, you know, agreed that, and I, well, it was your suggestion, and I agreed with it, that we give this some time. And I think when Trustee Gira brought this up less than a year into your term, I was not in favor of it because I think there had not been enough time. And so I think at this point, and you and I haven't talked about it recently, but if you, having sat in that seat, are of the opinion there's been enough time that's passed, and you're in a position to say that you think this is the appropriate time, I would be in favor of this ordinance.
Any other comments?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Gira.
I have to admit, I was a little surprised because, yes, I put it on the board, on the agenda back in May. If you recall, my motion died for lack of a second at that time. And since you're the one that put it on the agenda today, I fully expected that you would either want to make the motion or certainly second it. So I'm a little confused. I didn't, you know, we talk about items that we don't know in advance, so we're not prepared to discuss. I don't think any of us knew this would be on the agenda until we received our packet on Friday.
Just to answer that, the board president doesn't motion motions, so I assume that you would motion it. You motioned it in the past.
I did.
And this time, Trustee Dodge seconded it.
But my point is that none of us knew it was coming.
You've seen it before.
Well,
so
I
it's no
did.
Different than the one before that you put forward. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Brusick.
Before I vote on it, could I get your opinion on whether
sure.
you think this is
I will
a success?
State the same thing that I've said numerous times in the past, that I think that the position should go back to part-time. The salary should roll back because we did not change the form of government that we have that would be appropriate with a full-time mayor. So my position hasn't changed on that. Do I think it's benefited from me being here full-time? Yeah, I think it's benefited with some of the stuff we had, like the mall issues and things like that, but do I think it's necessary? No. Call the roll.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
I'd like to ask if we could do an amendment and a quick addition to Section 4 of the proposed ordinance, where it says are hereby repealed. I'd like to add, comma, including ordinance number 5135. Let's clean this up. So I'm happy to offer that up as a motion to the amendment, or perhaps the mover will amend her motion, or whatever the attorney says is appropriate.
Which paragraph is this?
Section 4. My proposal is that it reads, all ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed, comma, including ordinance number 5135.
I would second that motion.
Okay, so in that ordinance, can we repeal it at this time?
Yes, you can repeal it. If I understand Trustee Dodge, that's the original ordinance that established the compensation of the mayor, which was adopted
right,
some time ago.
Right, that's correct. My understanding is compensation doesn't change per state law, but I think this cleans up what's something that's become a.
Okay, so the amendment has been made, motioned and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? So the motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
This question is for the attorney. I've had a lot of people question about the. Even anybody that sits up here about our salaries, whether or not we have to accept the salaries or can we return them or donate them back to the village. And I was just looking for a clarification by the attorney for that.
Mr. Mayor and trustees, no, there is nothing in the law that requires or mandates that an elected official accept the salary that's provided by statute or by ordinance. I mean, Governor Rauner, as I recall, agreed to accept only $1 a year as his compensation as governor. Certainly any elected official can decline the salary that's provided for by statute or by ordinance, whether it's treated for tax purposes as a donation. I'm not a tax lawyer, but I know there's nothing that mandates that an elected official accept the salary that's provided by ordinance or by statute.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Can I, excuse me, point of order. Mr. Mayor, can I ask the vote that was on
the amendment?
The amendment, was that a vote on the amendment itself?
Yes.
Or was
yes.
it a,
yes.
as amended?
Yes.
So was there a vote on the...
Well, we voted on the amendment.
We voted on the amendment, then we voted on the motion.
Yeah, because...
All right. So long yes. as it's clear in the minutes that yes. the
then
amendment
we voted
was
on
approved,
the amended.
Yep. And that, the ordinance as amended.
The amendment was
approved.
A voice vote, and that carried.
Okay.
And then
okay.
we voted on that.
Good. We're good.
We're good.
Support of Metra for a state of Illinois capital bill resolution.
Resolution number, please.
1905.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
Move to pass resolution number 1905 entitled Metro Resolution in Support of a State of Illinois Capital Bill.
Second.
Any questions?
Just some comments, Mr. Sure. Mr. Chairman. Just
Trustee Dodge.
I'm certainly a big fan of Metro for a host of reasons, and I certainly understand the challenges that an agency like that faces in this climate. And I think what was interesting in the resolution, and just mentioning it for the board floor, is a lot of business models in units of government need a rethink. And I remember not all that long ago, my wife and I were out in New York, and we took a train from suburban New York into the city. And I had to double check when I saw the cost for two round-trip tickets, because there is no subsidy coming off of tax and other incentives. So we're very lucky in Illinois that we have some of the subsidies that go into agencies like Metra and PACE. So I certainly think this is important to lend our support, but clearly all units of government need to think very seriously about evolving the business model to be more effective and efficient. Just some comments.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Nobody signed it.
So is there anybody here that wants to speak? Board comments. Trustee Guerra.
I would like to congratulate our police department. I think we've all read about a arrest that was done, an early morning search warrant on a home in Orland Park where a meth lab was discovered, and to see the comments and the responses that our police department got from the residents on that block was amazing. Apparently, you know, many people knew there was something going on, didn't know what, and our police department did an outstanding job, as we are come to expect from them, and we're all a little safer because of them.
Trustee Dodge. Just picking up on Pat's comments, one of the things that I think we struggle with as a community is, as you see all of the things that are happening generally in our society, sometimes they show up in Orland Park. And so I'm very appreciative, as I think we all are as a full board, and very supportive of our police department going forward. And, you know, you just hope that broadly people can start getting to a place where there's some civility back in society broadly, and we start to see less criminal activity generally. I'm an optimist. Let's hope it happens. But grateful for what we have in Orland Park with our police department.
Trustee Ruzick.
Congratulations on setting the record tonight. 15 minutes. That's all.
Not done yet.
Trustee Calandrello.
I'll talk quickly. Just want to wish everyone a happy Catherine Pulaski Day, which is a revolutionary hero for a Polish American. My mother is Polish, and actually it's the fifth ranking geographic in Orland Park. So, fifth. Italians right above it. But anyway, my mom's Polish, so I have to say that. Don't worry, we got St. Joseph Day coming up, so next board meeting.
Trustee Fenton.
Yes, I'd like to congratulate Sarah and the museum board for the wonderful exhibit that just came down, which was a veteran dedicated to the veterans. in the village of Orland Park. And on Saturday, we did the opening for the new exhibit, which is the history of the Orland Park Public Works Department, Police Department, and the Orland Fire District. And if you get an opportunity to get over there, it is unbelievable to see how the fires were fought back there with the Leather Bucket Brigade, and how the water in Orland Park was so disgusting they had to boil it back in the day when it first started. So really, Sarah's done a wonderful job with her volunteers at the museum, so it's something everybody needs to go see. And on this Friday, although it's not related directly to Orland Park, but at from 6:30 to 8 o'clock is a presentation about the story of the Chicago Fire. Not the soccer team, but the fire that burnt the town down. So, like I said, if you get a chance to get over there, Sarah's usually over there. The days are posted online and everything, and it's a wonderful exhibit, and it's very eye-opening. And it's nice to see. We actually did have a motorcycle unit prior to 2002 when we got our Harleys. So those pictures are up there, and it's a great exhibit.
So thank you very much. I too would like to thank our police department, because one of the things that came out, so not only that particular incident, which was something that we'd been working on for a while. These things you don't do overnight, so it does take time to build the case and everything else to get everything necessary to make that happen. So it's something we've been tracking for some time. So great job by the police department. And I think last week we released our police statistics, which our index crimes are at the lowest level they've been since 1994, and that's actual crime numbers. I think our population's up about 15,000, so from a crime rate perspective, it's far below that. And that's the same for violent crimes. It's the lowest in 25 years. So fantastic job by our police department. All of last year and ever since I've been here, I think the previous administration, all of this board, we all support the police, and we've seen a 25% drop in the last 2 years because of the work that they do. So fantastic job on all that. Also, I want to let Dan Calandrello know that Tony Bennett is playing at Rialto in May. And so we can take a collection if anyone wants to buy him and his lovely wife a ticket to go see him. So, you know, and we can do that. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn, to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Motion to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of a specific village employees, and C, setting price for sale or lease of village property.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.